You are listening to Adventures in Azeroth, and here are your hosts, Stone and Lita.
Hello and welcome to Adventures in Azeroth. This is episode 79. I'm your host, Lita, and joining me, slightly coherent,
is my co-host.
Hello.
Very, very coherent. You didn't leave a space between when we went live and started the recording. Anyways.
Oh, well. Oops.
Mind the gap. Oops. There was no gap.
There's the gap.
Okay. Oh my god.
Anyway, how are you?
You've been well.
Yeah, that's good. I know you're doing well because you've had a couple of.
Nope, I've been playing PUBG. I'm drunk on the high of playing with my friends in PUBG.
Awesome.
Yes.
Awesome. I'm glad you had fun. That's good.
I did. And you'll notice a breeze because I have my window open and that's just how it's going to be. Sorry.
Okay.
Sorry. Okay. So spoiler warning, we're going to talk about 8.1 stuff.
Yes.
Right? So if you didn't see the Ian developer stream on September the 18th. It wasn't the Q&A kind of thing. This was him, only him, talking about 8.1. This is what we're going to talk about this episode. So if you have not seen it, go watch it, and then come listen. Right?
Or just listen anyway, if you haven't watched it. Stone will tell
us. I mean, there's no real lore spoilers kind of deal. Not really, so... Although a little bit. Okay. I kind of highlighted one, if you can see that.
I know. I saw it. Yeah.
Okay, so news. Before we start developer stream, I want to say that I'm very grateful and happy to say that I'm going to be doing the pod before the con on Sunday, October the 28th at 7 p.m. Eastern at twitch.tv/calmbeforestorm. Not calm before the storm, it's just calm before storm. So this is part of the world of podcasts. We're doing like a pre-world of podcast show before we go to BlizzCon. So very happy to do it again. Last year I did the panel. And this year we're going to do like a pre-show, and any way that I can help, I'm more than glad to help people out. So I'm really thankful to get the tap.
Very exciting.
And get
who else
the
is...
wink and the nod. We have
on again.
Medros is hosting. Is not hosting. Is going to be the moderator. Where did my thing go? I know Frasley's in there. Actually, no, I can't go look at Discord because that's just wrong. Because that will screw up the video.
Don't screw up the video.
I know Frasley's doing it with me.
Yeah.
And actually, you know what?
I remember seeing something come.
Before, you know, we should really thank Medieval Times because without their sponsorship, World of Podcasts would not have happened. So the Kickstarter fell very short exciting. Of that part, and it was only because they were able to source out a sponsorship from Medieval Times, the one in Anaheim. We were able to get this done. So I'm just looking at the page right here. It's Medros from All Things Azeroth is going to be the moderator. Aleandris from Dungeon Fables is there on the panel, Frazzly from Frazzlecast, Tosh Mifune is from Half Hill Report, Berserker, I know that guy, from Unshackled Fury, and me from the Wow Chow and Just Podcast. I don't know why I pause on that. So silly. And Nick, oh man, I can't say his last name. Nick Zed is from Wow Talk.
Mm-hmm.
And from the website, it's October 28th at 7 p.m. Eastern. So if you just go to calmbeforestorm.com and click on Features and World of Podcasts, you will see all the different things.
Because there's lots of things going on. Like, it's not just that one thing.
No. This is a pre-show kind of deal, like a pre-hype-up show. There's another one. There's another pod before the con on October the 28th at 4 p.m. Okay, so they're at 4 p.m. We're at 7. And then we're going to do... Then there's a BlizzCon kickoff and podcasting on November 1st from 5 p.m. to 6 p.m., which I think is the Friday. No, it's the Thursday, because Wednesday is the 31st. Yeah.
Yes.
Right. Everything's on the Thursday, so they have a Heroes of the... Storm, Hearthstone, World of Warcraft, Overwatch. And then on November 2nd, time TBD and location TBD, there's another panel with you.
There is. Yeah.
You're on it.
I know.
Awesome.
I know. Wow.
Fantastic.
That's going to be fun. It should be fun.
It will be fun.
Yeah, it will. It will be awesome. Can't wait to see Belle.
Yes. She will keep things sane. And Cuddles is a very good person too. So he's so he will be with you there too. I've not had the chance to meet Hydra or Jen or Zerodia or Melissa Schisler. Grand Negus is there from Grand Corpse Red Radio.
Nice.
So, that's on the Saturday. Exciting. That's on the Saturday. No, that's on the Friday Saturday. Night. Saturday? Mm. No.
Saturday.
Because November 1st is the Thursday. November 2nd is the Friday. Right? So,
it's the Friday.
November the 3rd, is the Saturday. Which is where we're going to do our live podcast for Iron Man and all that stuff. Yes, we did.
Time frame.
Yes, we did.
Okay,
but we didn't. Well, we didn't put in your. I thought the Storm podcast was on the Saturday as well, but according to this, it's not. But you know, times could change, so you'll be able to find out more. So. Yeah. I'm really glad that you are going to be doing this, because this is your first BlizzCon, right? So it's really cool that you're going to be there, and doing podcasting stuff too, which is cool.
I know, right? It's pretty, it'll be fun. Whatever happens, we're having lots of fun. So it'll be good. Excitement! Yay!
Cool.
Anyway. So that's the news, all very exciting stuff, so we'll let you know more stuff as it comes up, I suppose, or you know, follow Come Before the Storm on Twitter and check out the website, definitely. That would like be the best way to go, but we'll be talking about stuff, and because we're like 5 weeks and one day.
Get me to pull out my phone here. All right, here we go. It's right on the front of my phone. 37 days, 1 hour, 48 minutes until my plane depart. No, actually, until I need to wake up to go to the airport. Yeah. Because by that point, I'm like, Lita should sing. I agree.
No.
You just need to say, I'm the host of Behind the Avatar.
No. I can sing.
Can you do a can-can?
Cats will cry.
If you could do a can-can and say, I'm the host of Behind the Avatar.
No.
That would be amazing.
No.
You would be the talk of the town.
There would be talk. And I don't think it would be... Yeah, anyway. We will not be doing that anyway.
So, okay.
Yes. Anyway, next, let's go on to the next thing because I want to know what happened because
All right. So Lita didn't watch this, so I'm gonna throw Lita beneath the bus.
I was asleep.
And I'm driving the bus. Dunk dunk dunk.
What was that?
riding over top of you in the bus.
Thank you.
So there was a live developer stream, and it was not a Q&A stream on September the 18th on the Tuesday. And at first when it came out, I'm like, what? Like, wait a second. Like, did they get their dates mixed up? Nope. It was going live, like, right now. I'm like, okay, so... Ian was on by himself talking very, you know, handsy as he does.
Nothing wrong with that.
I'm not, you know, everybody, you
I'm
know,
a
you
handsy
can.
Person.
Wow. Oh, I can't wait to meet. I can't wait to meet you. Jeebus.
No. I talk with my hands all the time. You should see me at work.
Part of my roots, I do talk with my hands. It's just, I tend to keep my hands below the cam, so you don't really see them, but they do move. Yeah. And I try not to talk with them too much because I hit the mic. So, but Ian kind of, he jumps around a lot because he gets right into it. And
he's excited.
Yes. And it's cool to see. I like it. So,
yeah.
So they're announcing that 8.1 is the, is going to be the patch called the, Tides of Vengeance. And it's where the war campaign will then continue off from where we are. There's supposed to be incursions. So it's a feature similar to Legion invasions, where on the Horde side, you're going to get Alliance incursions that you need to go and fight off and get rewards and all that stuff. And on the Alliance side, you're going to have Horde incursions that you need to also fight off, blah, blah, blah. He also...
Are they going to drop them at the same time? So, like...
We don't know.
Like, Legion was one zone.
Yes.
We were all fighting against Legion, whereas for this, we don't know if they're going to drop, like, a Horde... Okay.
Yeah, he didn't really say. I would hope that this will be handled a little bit better than the Warfront stuff is, and there's a Horde incursion and an Alliance incursion at the same time.
What's wrong with... I love Warfronts. What's wrong with Warfronts? They're great.
Yeah.
Not the Horde.
Right. Of course you would say that. So, incursions, I kind of hope it's one on each, but you never know.
Okay.
It could be, they could fall back to the whole you take a turn and then they take a turn and back and forth, but I kind of hope they don't do that because you're limiting one faction. Doesn't matter what side you're on, you're going to limit the play, you know, like what you can or can't do. There are going to be new world quests. He didn't really say what. He did say that there were going to be characters, storylines for Sourfang, Tyranda.
Okay.
And Vol'jin. And when I saw that, and I'm typing it up, I'm like, bold and like, Vol'jin, what? One would have to assume he's gonna be, you know, he's gonna be like, maybe not rezzed, okay, but maybe he's going to have his spirit come back and be like, Sylvanas, no, maybe you're going a little bit hardcore.
Have you done all of the questing on your horde?
I'm at level 117 and just about finished the Zandalar, the Zold Dazar zone. So I would only have Voldoon left.
Okay.
So the king died, and I was able to res him, and all that stuff.
Okay, so because there is reference to Vol'jin, obviously, within...
I haven't picked up on that yet.
Okay.
Honestly. All
right, so I can't remember where it is. So there are references, but I think it might come a bit later due to the blood trolls and the the different with the trolls. And
does it more have to do with the war with the war campaign, because I don't know if I'm necessarily far up in that.
Maybe, I can't remember. I know that there was references to him, because it, you know, because when I was doing it, it was like there was parts that kind of hit me, because I remember leveling my priest, who was my second ever character that I ever made. So Attil is troll, and I remember doing that, all the troll area and how much you have to do with Vol'jin, and so it's kind of I'm excited, like all three storylines for me. I'm like, okay, cool.
Wowhead just actually released a new model for Tyranda. So they redid hers. I don't know. I'm more looking forward to seeing what Jin is going to be having to do with the current story.
I don't care about looks. I want to see story.
Tiber in our chat says, Sourfang is on the BlizzCon key art, so he must be prominent in the coming story. I'm just going to say, I really hope they don't kill off Sylvanas. I'm just, you know, as much as I feel like she's going to be deposed eventually... Don't kill her off, please, because she's such a good character. Please. No.
She's a good
character. She's my queen when I play Horde. So,
Yeah, mine too.
There's
she's always my queen, regardless.
Heritage armor.
Okay.
Apparently is not just for allied races anymore.
So they're going to open it that anyone can wear it on our account?
No. They now created heritage armor for dwarves and blood elves, and the requirements for it is basically a racial quest line, which from what I understand was not going to be a big deal. Level 120, so max, and being exalted with your faction. So being exalted with the dwarves, being exalted with Ironforge, or being exalted with Silvermoon. So for most people that play the game quite a bit, it shouldn't be as big of a deal as leveling up a allied race character from 20 to 120 and having to unlock it like that. Most people should be able to have it unlocked pretty much when it comes out. So for now, it's dwarves and blood elves, and they said in the future that they would be adding more.
Okay.
So I thought it was interesting. The dwarven one, I looked, I was like, wow. Yeah. Mm. Like, it's a dwarf. It's a dwarf. And it's good. Like it. Okay, so they also announced a new warfront is going to be the Battle for Darkshore. It's not going to be Horde versus Alliance per se. It's more going to be based on Night Elves versus Forsaken. So yes, it's Horde versus Alliance, but it's specifically those two races. They are going to be updating the max level zone. Mm-hmm. So I would assume that means that only the level 120 phasing stuff will be updated to reflect the new war front, whereas leaving it for the level 10s and up will they like they will be able to level up through the old stuff. Because there is a chronometric dragon, like a time dragon there that you can talk to shift it back if you wanted to go back. Which actually, because Brewfest is on, you do need to talk with the dragon to shift it back in order for you to complete the Elec quest. And speaking of allied races, I'm just going to say, I unlocked my dwarves, and I now have a dwarf named Slagstone. Because, you know, lava, slag, you know. I was trying to get Brim, to get Brimstone and Grimstone, so I settled for Slagstone. Oh. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But, yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, I'm very happy with it. So Tiber says, it's funny playing the Brewfest battle with a Dark Iron on Alliance side today because there's Dark Iron players. They have the same shape as the Invaders. Yeah. Yeah.
You want to throw the mug of ale.
The mug. Take this. Nope.
Get out of the way.
So we'll see how the battle for Darkshore. So it would actually be cool is if what they did with the war fronts is that while the Horde is attacking Arathi, the Alliance could be attacking the other zone and then flip it. Because then at least you have players being able to do this. Yeah, right? You know?
Yeah.
There's going to be new islands. Actually, before we go do the new islands, have you done the Warfront stuff? I think you said last week you did, right?
Yeah, I did. I ran the whole thing as a group, and then I went back in and killed the rares and did the world boss.
Did you do the 20-player scenario kind of deal? Where you go and basically have to attack a...
I did that one.
Okay, cool.
I did that one first. Yes, yes. I've done that a couple of times. But when we got the one that just opens the portal to go through to Arathi, and I had all these quests that I had to go and kill so many elementals and I can't remember, stealthy guys and dwarves or something, ogres or something. So there was all these other ones. So we went in and did that. And it was a fantastic, it was really a fantastic night because I got one pet and one toy.
Oh, nice.
Which is fantastic. Wow. Yeah, I was really happy with that. Really very excited. Wingy got a pet. Ash got 3 mounts.
Wow.
3 toys and 2 pets.
Can I run? When you guys go run stuff, can you like bring me along? Because I need some of that luck to rub off on me. Like, Jesus.
Shayo is not coming on any run. And it was my fault. I did the same thing. He logs in and I go, Ash, come on. Wingy and I are going to do this thing. Get over here now. So off we go. The same thing that I said to Wingy. Buster Maw's up. Let's go. Let's go. And off we go and Wingy gets them out and I still haven't got the damn thing. So, yeah. So we have now decided Ash is not coming on anything ever again. So I'm pretty sure he's
been blacklisted. All right.
Yeah.
Wow.
No, actually, I said to the boys last night, I was like, well, at least if Ash has got everything now, he's done. So at least Wingy and I have got a chance of getting something. But yeah, he got 3 mounts, or was it 4? Yeah, it was like every time he'd loot one of the boss things, he'd be like, I got another mount. We're just, Wingy and I are just like, grats. Grats.
So, like, so God damn it. I'd like to say, Ash, if you're listening, she's blacklist. Did you However, I am more than willing to run with you at any time, you know. So,
well, it's personal loot anyway, so I mean, it makes no difference. I think he's just about got everything from that.
Jeez.
So that was his lucky night. Seriously, I have never seen any kind of R, and he had the R and Jesus.
Wow.
I don't even know what you want to call it. It was amazing. I couldn't believe it. Like,
he had the horseshoes up his patootie.
I don't know. So
what my mom would say, but a little bit more crasser than that.
But it's good, because if you do that other part of Arathi, there's things that drop.
Yeah.
So, you know, so that was, it was kind of cool.
So I did do the scenario where we did the 20 player. And I did get upgrades on my Pally, which was kind of expected. Yeah. Because my Pally could use the gear. On my main, it was funny, I got upgraded loot, but for slots that I already had very high eye level gear. And I'm like, man. But overall, okay. I thought it was okay. I mean, for me, on the average, it took about a half an hour to play through. I think I like dungeons more because I'm looting more. Whereas the Warfront, I'm not looting, right? You're just focused on killing and getting resources, but you're not killing things and looting them, right?
Well,
not when you are doing the actual Warfront, right? Like, there's nothing to click on. So I wonder if maybe Blizzard could, like, when they, like, okay, so, like, you know how when you have to take over each spot, maybe, because there's typically a high health mob there, so almost like a mini boss. It would be kind of cool if maybe there was a little bit of loot there. Like, maybe not the 340 gear, maybe 330, you know, it just so that when you go take over a part, it feels like, yes, we've taken that part over and now we get a reward versus having to do the whole thing and you get the one reward that might not be a reward.
I kind of like probably the opposite. I kind of like taking over the little things, not really worry about it, but then the end. To take down, you know,
the big boss.
Take down Stromgrove. Yeah. And then go back and get the three. I think I got a 370.
Well, that's from the quest. Wand? Yeah. And
I got something. I got something pretty. It was nice. I think it was the wand.
Yeah, that's. But you basically get a 370 from the quest, but you get a 340 for completing the Warfront. So.
Yeah, I got something, Kenny.
Who was it that you killed on your side? Who was the main commander? Because on my side, we were killing Etrig. Which I thought was like, oh, really?
Oh, yeah. That's not cool.
I was like, really? Yeah.
I have a feeling it's like commander female something. Some female.
Do you think it's like the lady who was in charge of the airship, Sky Roger, Captain Rogers?
I don't remember.
Captain Rogers was her name. Anyway, okay, so if you don't really know, okay. But yeah, I mean, so you're happy with doing the whole thing. I mean, I'm not saying it was bad. I just, you know, I think it's kind of funny too, because when I play Mythic Plus, so when you're like Mythic Plus 2, Plus 3, and blah blah blah, you don't loot stuff because you're racing against the clock. So there's nothing to loot until you're done. It kind of feels like that, where you're doing a dungeon and there's nothing to loot, and it feels kind of weird because we're used to getting objectives and looting kind of deal. But otherwise, I think it was okay. I
But it's a time thing.
Yeah, my groups didn't take super long. I've heard some groups take more than 40 minutes, which is like, I feel is a little bit long. But my groups took about half hour. I don't know about yours.
I think it was about 30. I think the first time I went on in, it was probably about 35, 40.
Okay.
But the other one would have been under 30 the second time that I did it.
Well, they did say that they are going to be looking at the information that they got from the current war front and applying changes to the new one that's going to be coming out for 8.1, which is good. Yeah. So I'm looking forward to seeing what they're going to do. Okay, so islands. Jorindal is a new island and is Vrykul based, and Havenswood is a Gilnean based island where pretty much the whole island is a Gilnean town. So it's a very kind of gothic kind of feel to it, right? Which is going to be neat. Mm. They said that there's supposed to be new events and new enemies. God, just take the spoon, scoop it right out, and throw it out the window. Okay, so, and there's supposed to be updates to how they handle spawning and all that kind of stuff, because they were saying that from their impression of everybody else is that it feels like everybody's rushed, rush, whereas I don't know if they necessarily really felt like they wanted it to feel like that so much. So we'll see what that actually means.
Yeah, but it is rushing. I mean,
the yes, it is
about getting.
But you know, so I heard. I think it was off of you, and I actually applied this to one of my runs. Is that you stick to the outside of the island, and just go along the coast, and it worked a lot better than running through the inside of the zone and all that stuff. So. There's a couple times
I've
where
not tried it yet,
so. My group would go inside and they're wondering where I'm going, but you know, then they eventually come and follow me and we kill things. And I have not lost an island yet. Okay. I have not lost an island. I know you said that you were close, but I have not lost one yet. And
I've lost one out of five, six.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I think. Yeah. We lost one.
Warfronts.
Heroic.
Warfronts are apparently really hard to lose, but you can lose.
Yeah.
So if your whole team of 20 decide to AFK and not do anything, the Horde is going to send their guys up into your base, and if they kill your command. If they kill your commander, game over. So it is possible to lose. Apparently that's a thing. Okay, so there's a new raid. And the new raid is called Siege of Zul'Dazar. The name is not final. However, the location is. Okay. This is going to be the first raid to have... This wind is really coming in here, but it feels so good. but it was hot, and I need to cool off without having to spend money on AC. Because AC is expensive, man. So, this is going to be the first raid to have separate faction experiences. So, the Horde will have a different experience versus the Alliance. The Alliance goes in and kills three bosses plus, the Alliance comes in, kills three common bosses that are shared between both Horde and Alliance. And then the Alliance will continue on to fight three more Horde based bosses.
Right.
And pushing into the Great Seal and all that stuff. And the Horde side will come in and fight those three common bosses again, but fight three different alliance bosses, and the Horde will be pushing the alliance back out. And it's so this is the first time that they've kind of done things like that, and they said overall, even if you're Horde, or even if you're a Horde or Horde or Alliance, when you're done your side, you can queue up and pick the other side. So you can fight all nine of them, right? It's just that at any given time, you will be fighting six.
Yeah.
I think that's pretty neat.
Okay, that's cool. That's neat. Yeah,
apparently,
I like that.
King Rastakhan and Jaina are both bosses, which is like, wow. I mean, obviously, we're not going to be killing them because they're not going to kill off those two. There's just no way. However, defeating them and making them, like, making them retreat kind of thing, I guess, is going to be neat to see. Tiber actually does have a good comment here. I wonder how the world first race will work for that raid. Mm. Yeah. Or are they going to make it the first one to complete just six bosses or all nine, right? It will be neat to see. And speaking of raids, the Mythic raid method was able to get Mythic Gahoon down first, and they did it live, and it was really neat to see. It was really cool when they finally got this dang thing down. Everybody lost their mind, and it was cool to see nerd rage, but not like bad nerd rage. It was fun beating dragons nerd rage, you know. It was good stuff.
Oh, cool. Good on them.
So there is going to be a second raid called the Crucible of Storms. And it's a two boss raid. And it's going to be in Stormsong. And I don't know why I said feels bad, man. I don't know why I wrote that.
Because it's so pretty.
Oh, you know why? No, I think because it's a two boss raid. Because I think we were thinking that, you know, like, you know, are we really going to have like another Mav Souls? What's the one where it was only three bosses after Emerald Nightmare? It's not really a full raid tier, it's just like another boss. But apparently, this will come out after, and it will be available a while after Zul'Dazar. So it feels almost like a filler kind of raid to bridge or to kind of give us some things to do between the main siege raid and whatever is coming in 8.2 or 8.3, whichever one they want to call it. But apparently the Naga will be doing invasions. So that will be cool. So we'll be seeing Naga invading, and I'm assuming it's going to be a prelude to Queen Ashara rearing her face in our lands, finally. Yeah. So that's for raiding. There's system improvements apparently happening where classes are going to get not overhauled, but there should just be some minor updates. I hear that shamans that were kind of left out in the dark for 8.0, that they would be getting some love in 8.1. So we'll see how that works out. They did say that there's going to be new Azurite traits, new profession recipes, and Nomuragon pet battle dungeon. And I think I'm okay with that because it's solo, right? So my only problem with that whole instance is when you're in a group and they don't know to click on that little box,
Oh, yeah.
And get the parachute and jump down.
Yeah.
And also dismiss their pet before you jump down.
Yes.
So it doesn't run down and drag all of the trogs with them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I kind of wish they would do something different with that. I wish they would, because if you don't do it right, you're gonna wipe the whole group, and that's just, and at like a level 30 run, it's, I don't know.
I mean, the pet battle being that it's,
but the pet battle one will be solo, right?
Yeah, it's completely solo. So a lot of times you're just running. Kill a couple of things, get to the next one, do your pet battles, get to the, you know, then follow the path to get to the next one. So,
you've done both of them, right? So, which one did you like more? No. Did you have a preference? No, you haven't done any of them?
I've only done one. I've only done, what was the first one?
Wailing Caverns?
Yeah. The other one,
Dead Mines was pretty good.
I haven't done Dead Mines. It's just time. Like time factor. Because the first time I went in to do Wailing Caverns, I was in there like I'm not going to read anything. I'm just going to give it a go, see how it go. Worst mistake ever. So it was like, it was over an hour. I was so frustrated. Yeah, wow. I was in there. I'm like so frustrated with it. And because you can't heal up your pets, so what you take in, I was trying to build teams on the fly to work. So I wanted to see
Zufu. Go to Zufu. They have all things.
Yeah, no, I use Zufu, but sometimes it's nice just to try and like not research it and just, you know, go with, you know, what just pets wing it. And what you've got. And and so I, in all my worldly wisdom, thought it would be a fantastic idea to go in, do this very first pet battle dungeon and just wing it. Never again. That was, never again. But I've just not had time to get back to try Dead Mind. So it's like one of those things I go, I need to do that, but I kind of want to set aside time to do it. And I've just been too busy. So, one day.
Dead Mines, the vendor has three pets, one that's worth 3 coins, another worth 2, and another that's worth 1. So you kind of have to run it 6 weeks in a row kind of deal to get the 6 coins. I'm pretty sure there's a toy or two as well. For me, that wasn't my thing, but I know you like to collect all your toys too. So if you started to do it, you know, you're looking at,
it's just annoying to go back.
A minimum of 6 weeks. Well, you can go to the pet menagerie in New Dal and get a transport, right?
Yeah,
so it's not like you need to go all the way over there.
I don't want to run it 6 times. I just want to do it once. Give me all the things. That's it. Like I'm fairly, you know, okay. At the moment, I'm chasing stupid polished pet charms. Don't even get me started for these 50 million pets that I need to get. And then they give me quests, and they're like, here, have some more bandages. And I'm like, I have got bandages coming out of my wazoo. I don't need them. Give me polished pet charms. And I'm like, oh, so it's not fair. Or give me more quests that I can go and get more pet charms. I'm like, damn you, Blizzard. Like, Blizzard has me, like, they're like, yeah, we've got Leader right in. But I'm like sitting here going, of course I'm going to do it. But I really hate you at times, Blizzard. I really do.
So you know those times where you still don't have, where you don't have any more polished charms to get? You could then go to the Dead Mines and just knock one out. Done. And you get I think for Dead Mice you get a bottle cap or something. I don't remember, but it's not a coin.
Yeah.
But it's like a coin, but it's like something different. It's funny.
It's like bloody Timeless Isle and the stupid
It's not like Timeless Isle. It's not.
It is.
Timeless like Isle was so horrible.
I still gotta finish doing that. I'm already got a headache thinking about it.
Okay, so
one day.
The next part. Okay, honestly, I put the pet battle stuff as a random thing on my spreadsheet. And since the new expansion, I have not used my random spreadsheet at all ever once, because I'm playing my main, right? And I'm making sure that my main is geared up, getting my world quest done, and I've got my Pally alt, and now I got a dark iron dwarf that I need to level up without a boost. So I don't think I'll be doing the gnome Morgan pet battle dungeon for a while.
There is so much. Yeah. This is the thing. Yeah. Like for people that want to concentrate on one area or two areas, but I think, like we've discussed this not on shows, we've discussed it, you know, in our chats that we've had. We do a lot of different things within the game. A lot of different things. So for the focus for one night for me, I could be focused on doing a couple of different things, but then the next night I might delve into other things, and getting back to this thing that I want to do that's still over here might take me 4 days to get there or 2 weeks. But so it's I mean, it's good because there is so many things to do. There's so many alts to level. There's so many different things to try. But at the same stage, the bad thing is there is so many things to do. There are so many alts to level, and there are so many things to try. So it's like finding this balance. And that can be really hard when we do a lot of all the things. So, you know, but it's good and bad. But I love it.
So Tiber has this to say in our chat too, is Timeless Isle was Lita's mailing address for about 6 months.
About a year, Tiber. Seriously. That damn Mount Hurlon. His name? Hurlon?
I feel like you just weren't clicking hard enough. 100?
Don't even.
You gotta click
harder.
What was
it? It was like whatever was it?
So your final collection thing was the mount? Because the last thing that I needed for Timeless Isle was the pet that dropped off of the monstrous crab. And the monstrous crab wouldn't spawn all the time. You had to kill all the crabs. Yeah. And then hopefully it would spawn. That was my last one.
Need a bigger bag. Yeah, that was my last one.
Two? Oh, okay, so we both had the same one. Yeah, I think I got mine somewhere before yours, though. Right? Because I think I was trying harder.
Mine before yours.
Okay. No, I think I was trying harder.
Really? Really? You're going to go there.
At one point, like when I actually got it, I actually had my three accounts were on, and I grouped up three of my tunes. And I went to go kill it, and I actually got it on one of my other alts that were in the group. So
is that like when you go to fish for pond nettle and you do 7 or 20 casts?
20
and get them out again? No, you're not.
It's not the same.
You and
no,
me,
it's not.
We
it's
are
not the
not
same.
Grouping up ever again because you, Wingy, Ash, you're all banned. That's it.
All
I'm not
dead
playing
to
with
you,
any
right?
of you boys. You're all dead to me. Exactly. Jeez. No, jeez.
Well, I guess my reputation with you has gone down. We'll still talk about some reps, though. Apparently, the heart upgrades are not going to be dependent on rep for alts if you are revered already on your main with Champions of Azeroth. So if you are if you are already revered, you can go on your alt and upgrade your heart. So it won't boost up your rep, but that's you will still have the power boosts that were dependent on rep before. As long as you have it done on your main.
That's cool. I like that. That's huge.
The bigger thing, the bigger thing is that reputations, the exalted achievement, you know how you have to get like now 100? It's now account wide.
Got it. Yeah. What?
So, yeah. It's now account wide.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. Not now.
In 8.1, the plan is to make that achievement account wide. So that's one of my bigger problems with leaving my main. My main, I've done all the things on. I've got all my reps up to exalted for the most part. There's some that are harder for me to do because I was screwing around with trying to get insane. So those are a separate beast, but everything else is up, you know, to up to exalted. So I feel like this is a great first move, I guess, towards being alt friendly. I kind of feel like they won't make reputations overall account wide, because I think I feel like they want you to play your alt to unlock the rep to get the gear, because otherwise you're going to be playing and getting that rep once and unlocking the gear for all of your alts. And I feel for them, that's wasting time on their side that you could be doing playing. And I would love that, but I feel like they're not going to go that way.
Was it pandas? I still like the fact that when pandas. Okay, if you've got exalted on your main or on one turn, and therefore we will then give
you can a, pick or right?
allow yeah. that you could go and buy. So I think it was Pandaria that. We could buy like the NetPagel things that you could send to alts, you know, those that rep stuff.
Yeah.
That if you work hard enough on one alt, because for a lot of us, and I'm not going to say everyone, but for a lot of us, yes, we do focus on one. Yes, we have many, many alts, but it's been expansion since I've done leader or do this, you know, like I said, was it last week? I did Long Strange Trip on 5 turns back before it was account wide. Yeah. So, you know, because I wanted my hunter and my priest and, you know, my toons to all have the Violet Protodrag because I love that mount. So I did it. But boy, was that a slog. So the fact is I can do it on leader and all of a sudden everyone's got it. That's fantastic. But to allow for me to then give my alts, hey, you get a little bit of a boost. Yes, I'm going to go quest. Yes, you can have, you know, these things will open up to you that I don't feel like I'm starting from scratch with them. Because I've, you know, to me, I like that because we've been through scratch, like back in Burning Crusade, you know, like... For maybe the newer people who haven't come into it, but for you and me in particular that have been here, we've seen all of the changes. Like, I'm kind of like, hey, I'm quite happy to take some little boosts to help those alts because, god damn it, I'm still here playing the game, you know? So... I think it would be cool if they went back to like that Pandaria style that we could
get and our main I think
to give to our alts.
I think we talked about this last week where I was saying it would be nice if once we were exalted, it would just trigger a plus 10% on your alts. Mm. And you wouldn't even have to check market or buy something. But I think I could see Blizzard going back to that whole thing where you buy like a token to send to an alt and then they can earn more rep. Tiber in the chat is saying at least the alts will get the rep gear before most of it is obsolete.
Exactly.
I don't know if that's true though, right? Because if you, because the changes to rep aren't going to be improving your rep, so you still on your alt have to level up through friendly and honored, and you can't, and there's no boost. The only boost that you get is from the contract, and that's not dependent really on your main. That's just you dependent on you being level 120 and friendly.
Yeah, but if you can, if you've got little rep boosts that will help you, that means that you might be able to pick things up.
But there's no other rep boosts that you're getting from your main.
No, but if they do. If they do.
Well, it would be nice. Absolutely. Sure. I think I would like to see the panda one. I think the panda model was more fair. Where.
Yeah.
It wasn't an automatic, hey, you hit main.
Like the tabards, though. The tabards was always
good. That was wrath,
where
right?
The tabard go, yeah. Where the tabard go in if you want to get rep for a particular faction or whoever. Wear your tabard, go into that dungeon, kill your mobs. And
so, you know. Okay,
and
so
it was good for alts. It was really good for alts. You could just run stuff.
Okay, so I feel like the panda one is more fair because we're going to give something to get the token. So we're giving something to get something back. So whether it's gold, whether it's something else, who knows? Blizzard can set that up. And so it's not a gimme, gimme, gimme. It's a give and take, right? Which I think is a little bit more fair.
Yeah.
I mean, as a player, I would love all the things, right? But I mean, when I look at things on Blizzard's side, they can't just give us all the things. Otherwise, no one will play because we have all the things and we're done.
No,
We
would still play. We would still play. As if, what are you going to do? Go play PUBG? Like,
the Viper was out there and was taking names.
I don't know what the Viper is.
Ask Zorts. Sorry, ask Copperhead. That's Zorts.
Oh.
And Terwinkle was Cobra, and
nice.
Tark was.
What was Tark?
The Wriggler. Because he wriggles around like a snake.
Why does that not surprise me? Oh, that's awesome. Okay.
The only other thing that he announced, Ian, was the Zandalari and the Kul'tiran races should be available after the Zul'Dazar raid. So you need to be exalted with the faction and up to date with the war campaign, which I don't think is going to be a big deal. Because he seemed to.
Did he mention, like, if I get exalted with Zandalari on my horde, that's not going to be equivalent to.
No.
So I've still got to do.
Yes.
I've still got to level my alliance and get exalted with.
I still need to level my horde to get Maghar orcs. I don't have that. I have dark irons.
See?
Dwarfs.
More things to do. Okay.
Well, again, it's honestly, I don't think it's a bad thing. I think it's fair. Give a little, take a little, kind of, right? It's not just gimme.
I give, and Ash takes everything, all the mouth.
Wow.
No, I'm kidding.
Poor Ash, just throwing.
He's not
thrown
here.
Under the bus.
It's fine. He won't listen. It's okay.
Yeah.
And besides, I'll tell him later. He'll know.
Tiber, the account-wide rep is only for the achievement. Is only for the exalted reputation achievement. That's where you can have an exalted rep on some other character that you don't have, that you don't have it on your main, and it will still count for that achievement, which unlocks the achievement, and I believe a mount at 100. Is that true or no? Or is it a title? I'm assuming it's a title. But I thought there was a mount, but maybe I'm getting confused with the 350 mounts or 400 mounts, whichever one that they just added. Oh,
there's so many.
Anyways, so that was pretty much it. The stream lasted about 15 to 20 minutes.
No, wow, that quick.
I really liked it. I liked it a lot more than
the normal Q&A.
Than seeing a patch teaser, right? Because make like a teaser saying, oh, in patch 8.1 you can unlock a new raid and unlock the races and blah, blah, you know, and that was fine, but I liked seeing him up there and talking. I feel like we're talking with a person versus seeing a trailer for a movie kind of thing, right?
Yeah.
I think I liked it more.
Yeah.
It felt like it was more connected. So,
Okay. Cool.
The only other thing that happened this week is that they released a Dreadwake mount, the Dreadwake pirate ship. If you are subscribed for 6 months, hold on. And it's not just 6 months, because I am subscribed for 6 months. Okay, I have had a 6 month sub for quite a long time. I augment my subscription with a token here and there. Because of that, I do not get to have the Dreadwake mount until the next time. Yeah, until the next time that my subscription kicks in. I'm like, okay, so you're basically punishing me for using. I used two tokens. I paid for my sub January 23rd of this month. Yeah. And my subscription will renew on September. So I know that I used a token in April and maybe another one in June. Right. So I opened up a ticket and they said, no, you do not have a paid account. I'm like, what are you talking about? I can show you a screenshot where I log into my account and it says 6 months sub. It doesn't matter if you have a 6 month sub. It matters on when you paid for your 6 month sub. If your 6 month sub was paid for recently, then you're okay. If it's not, then you're SOL. This deal goes until October 21st. Okay. So the timing of it, when you look at it, 6 months from now is middle of March. Which is also happens to be the year end reporting for Blizzard. So with the 6 month subs, they get to show, hey, look at all the people that we have subbed.
Yeah.
So
yeah, but I mean that's no difference.
It's them doing understandable, but I feel kind of I feel salty for having a six. I have a 6 month sub and I've used two tokens and yet I don't get this thing.
Yeah,
like, come on.
That's
And yes, it's true that you know I could get the mount and then just unsub. I could. True, but. With their wording, they do say that if you have a current 6 month sub, you should get it, but apparently not. So if you've used a token and not had your 6 month sub renew recently, that's why you don't have your mount. So the good thing though is that you can buy the 6 months now and you can augment it to your, so you can add it to your account, and it will just add 6 months. So it won't, like, you won't lose time. They just want your money now, right? And they want to show that, hey, we have people playing, we have subs, we have all this. It feels bad though. Use a token? No.
No, because I've already paid for 6 months plus. I did buy a token, but it was put on the end. So I'm into like next year sometime.
When did you buy your 6 months? Was recently?
I don't know. It's on recurring. So
is mine. That's what I'm saying. It's not like if you have a recurring 6 month account, you should be getting that amount. Doesn't matter.
Updated. Yeah.
And they keep saying, "Well, check your gift tab." I'm like, "Yeah, I'm checking my gift tab." But now Blizzard, I've had two of them come back and say, "No." I'm like,
"So in the mount tab?" There's a, mine was when I logged in.
Sure.
In the mount tab, there was the very top one was a wrapped gift.
Yep.
It said unwrap. I unwrapped it and I got it. I was like, oh, sweet. Okay.
And that's how it should be like for everybody that has a 6 month sub.
Yeah.
The first person I got actually said I have no sub. And I'm like, what? Excuse me? So that's why I replied back, and I'm trying to be as nice as I can, and I'm like, I don't think you looked at my account, because I clearly am subbed, and I have been subbed on this account since before BC. So which account did you look at, right? The next person I got was saying it's basically because there was no recent 6 month buy, which is because I bought it in January, and I used two tokens, which brings me up to Sunday. So on Sunday, I was planning on it anyways to let my sub just renew without doing a token. So I'm going to be getting the mount. It's just, you know, having to go through that and being and feeling like, you know, what's the difference between being subbed and using a token that you want us to use because you get more cash for it. It feels bad. I wish I would have done it a little bit differently.
Yeah.
Like just flat out six month sub, go. Mm. I don't understand.
Yeah, by rights, you would think the token shouldn't come into play, because a token's the bonus.
Yeah.
But mine's set for 6 monthly subscriptions. Whenever that needs to kick in.
Yeah.
And if I pick up a token in between, it's because I'm like, oh.
And that's what I did.
For a moment, let me get it. Yeah.
And I was thinking of actually buying some of them because they are now at 100,000K, which is a lot cheaper than they have been, right?
Yeah.
But now I got to think twice. Do I want to do the token now? Because what if they do something else that, you know, if I've done a token, it means I won't get XYZ. I won't get some pet.
Mind you, you could buy it and just keep it in the bank until you're ready to use it. Is there a time limit?
I don't believe so.
I just don't like, I don't like buying something and hanging onto it. It's like, if I'm going to do it, I'm going to buy it and use it, because otherwise I'll forget.
Mm. Yeah. So, if you've had problems with getting your mount, I feel like you may be in the same boat as I am. So just look to see when your account is going to renew. When your sub is going to renew, the offer is still good until October 21st. So you should be able to, I mean, if your account is going to resub any time between now and then you should be fine. You should get it pretty much right away. But otherwise, I would encourage you to open up a ticket then if you think that you should be getting one.
Open that and off.
See what they say. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Other than that, we're not going to get into anything else. We're going to wrap her up because you wanted to only focus on the 8.1 stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yes.
So. Wrapping it up.
Okay. All right. Okay, so don't forget. Where you can find us is the website is adventuresinazeroth.com. You can send us your thoughts on 8.1, your thoughts on anything current, your thoughts on the what is it, Dreadwake mount. And pet's really cute too. Don't forget about that.
I didn't buy it. I have no money. I gotta buy all the virtual tickets.
I had.
Virtual tickets? Hold on. It's new this year. It's new. You cannot buy a virtual ticket and gift it unless you are friends with that person on BNet, and you have to be friends with them for 7 days. So, what? Yep. You cannot just gift it to an email address. And I was like, okay, because we have somebody that was drawn that we need to buy it for.
Yes.
I need them to be friends with me now. And I need them to be friends with me for a week. Before I can gift it. What if they don't want to be friends with me?
They're mine.
But if they're private, right? I'm just, why did they do that? I don't understand.
No, that's...
It makes it harder for us to do what we're going to do, because these virtual tickets we are paying for. We're paying for them. These are not free that they're being like, hey, you guys can have these for your podcast and give it. No, we are paying them because we want to give back and we want it to be a meaningful thing. And it makes it a lot harder.
That's really a pain in the neck, isn't it? Yeah.
Yep.
I don't know why they changed it. Maybe there must be a really good reason, but that really mucks us around, especially with our competition stuff.
Yep.
Anyway, if you've got thoughts, people, if you've got thoughts on that as well, you can send us an email at podcast@adventuresinazeroth.com. So don't forget, we do love to hear from you. And obviously, you can tweet us at ADVAzeroth. You can join our Discord server, which is discord.adventuresinazeroth.com. Or you can come join us on Twitch, like our lovely chat room, who is here. Hey, Spanky.
Hey, Spanky. Some
tokens. Just had to friend them for a week. Okay, so Spanky had to do same thing.
Yeah, but he, could have been fine with that. Other folks may not be.
May not. Yeah, exactly. Okay, so don't forget, Twitch is twitch.tv/ADVAzeroth, and we have been trying to go back to doing every 2 weeks, but surprise, if you didn't notice, we only did a week.
Okay, this week, because we wanted to discuss
8.1.
Yeah, I was going to say, I twisted Lita's arm. I was like, oh, we really need to talk about this 8.1 stuff, because, oh my goodness.
Yeah. Somebody was like, can we do a show? There's stuff to talk about.
I was really excited about 8.1. It's like super excited.
I'd been asleep. I'm like, if you want, because I don't know what's going on. I just woke up. I'm like, if you want, sure. So we did. Okay. So other than that, where you can find Stone, where can we find you?
You can find me on Twitter at stonegrasp, like I'm grasping your stone. So Spanky says he has 40 shows a week to listen to. If you do extra, that means I need less sleep. Can you not do extra, please? All right. Well, we're just going to end the show like right now and then...
Done.
We're just done. This is going to be the last one, so Spanky doesn't have to hear us.
No.
So then he can get more sleep. Well, I saw he was awake at like 2 a.m. Poor guy. So...
He's probably going to work.
Well, he would have worked. No, he said that he was up a little bit earlier than normal, and 2 a.m. was not good for him. So I was like, oh.
Yeah.
But, crazy. Yeah. Where can we find you?
Yeah, see, 4 a.m. is like, that's okay. I'm on Twitter, so you can find me at LetaWow, which is LETAWOW. And don't forget, you can also listen to me on Behind the Avatar, which is what I'll be talking about when we get to... What is it? The Storm.
The Storm.
Not Pod Before the Storm. It's I'm doing the Storm.
Pod Before the Storm. Part 2.
Yeah. It's all the Storm. We're all going to be Storm. Stuff. So great. Anyway, thank you to everyone for the likes and the retweets, and obviously thanks for hanging out with us, chat room. We really appreciate it. And for everyone listening, don't forget you can find us on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, and Google Play. Have a good week, but let us know how your week's been. Send us some emails or tweets, and let us know. We'd love to hear how you're coping with all of the things within this wonderful game that we love. So other than that, that's it from me. Say goodbye, Stone.
Goodbye, Stone.
Adventures in Azeroth is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast produced by Stone and Lita. Copyright 2018. AdventuresInAzeroth.com. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. The music used for this show belongs to Kevin MacLeod, and you can find more of his great stuff at incompetech.com. No copyright infringement is intended.